I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Blagans.
Good morning and welcome to the season premiere of the Panthers Insider Show. Great to be back with all of you. Doug Plagans here with you as always. Coming to you this morning from right now an empty Amerant Bank Arena high above rinkside here in the home radio booth. Tonight, the Panthers wrap up their preseason schedule, and they'll be taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning. The teams will have their morning skate coming up in about an hour or so here inside Amerant Bank Arena. So things are going to get busier and busier as the day goes on. Here to kick it off with you this morning. Good morning to everybody tuned in out there. And the new Florida Panthers season, the 30th anniversary Florida Panthers season, the new NHL season set to kick off this week. Games begin Tuesday across the league. I believe it's actually the Lightning and the Nashville Predators who have the 5:30 Eastern time start, part of an ESPN triple header on Tuesday to open up the season. The Panthers will open their slate coming up on Thursday on the road, 8 Eastern, against the Minnesota Wild. The Panthers will have a season-opening three-game road trip before the home opener against the Toronto Maple Leafs on October 19th right here at Amerant Bank Arena. So you want to make sure you get your tickets to that. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK. That's the place to go. But the Panthers will start things up for real coming up on Thursday at 8 Eastern. Saturday, a week from today, at 4 o'clock Eastern, the Panthers will be on the road against the Winnipeg Jets. And then a week from Monday, the Panthers will wrap up that season-opening road trip against the New Jersey Devils, so diving right into it in a hurry. That's what's on tap for the Panthers, but first up in the immediate future, tonight's game, the Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning to close out the preseason right here at Amerant Bank Arena. And folks, you want to get the best Panthers gear, limited time only, all on-sale items. You can check those out, flateamshop.com. Additional discounts there. Don't miss your chance to gear up for the season at unbeatable prices. Offer ends, an offer that's limited as supplies last, I should say. The deals are going, the items are going. You want to get the best gear, check out Pantherland when you come out to the arena. If you can't make it today, get over to flateamshop.com. Check it out. It's all there. And if you go there, you could dress like my guest this morning joining us here. Normally, he joins us after two periods of every Panthers game for a segment we've been calling After 40 for years. But here we are after 3 minutes here in the 9 o'clock hour on a Saturday as we get ready to close out the preseason, I should say. Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com, the Territory Talk podcast. He's here with me to open up the show before he gets going, because the last morning skate of the preseason is set to get going here in just a little bit as well. I believe players will be on the ice in about a half an hour or so, as a matter of fact. But Jameson, last game of the preseason today. I'm sure you, like all the rest of us, are just itching to get this thing going for real on Thursday.
Yeah, 100%. I think we talked about it the other day. Is for me, like, the penultimate game of the preseason is the last exciting one. It's when I think a lot of the final battles are figured out. It's when the guys really are still, you know, have that jump. Or when you get to the
lineup looks regular season-ish. Yeah.
Yes. And then you get to the final game, and it's still exciting. It's still great, but it always feels like more of just like a tease for the home opener, or the season opener, should I say.
Everybody just wants to get through that.
Yeah, so the goal for tonight is just get through unscathed, get to game one, you know, start counting.
And that's what's tonight, 6 o'clock, by the way, I should say, the time the game starts. We'd love to see you out here at Amerant Bank Arena coming up tonight. 6 o'clock face-off, and the Panthers and the Lightning will close out the preseason. Third straight game for these two teams before the Panthers open up the season on the road. Anything that you're going to be in particular keeping your eye on here in the last preseason game? I know we've had some of those position battles, things like that, ongoing. But really, for a lot of guys, this is going to be the final tune-up.
I guess the main thing is you expect Bob to start tonight. Paul Murray said Bob would start two of the last three games. He started one 2 games ago, so technically he probably should start this one. We'll find out in a little bit, but he should start this one as his final kind of warm-up for that game in Minnesota to kick things off next week. So looking to see how he looks. He's a great all preseason, but just another good start would be great to see from him. The battles on defense, that's kind of been the biggest battle all campus. Who's going to have that sixth defenseman spot, that seventh defenseman spot? Matt Kierstead sent down the other day. We thought he was in that mix. Now he's going to the AHL. So the pool there is getting thinner and thinner and smaller, but at the same time, just from a distance, you don't know if it's been figured out yet. So that's exciting to kind of watch maybe who grabs those final spots on defense. And then with Sam Bennett out, another guy we'll get an update on today. He was injured last game against the Lightning. Paul Maurice made it sound like it wasn't too serious, but we don't know if he's going to be ready for game one, things like that. So if that's the case, kind of seeing how the lines are tonight, maybe some combinations we might have temporarily until Sam Bennett's ready to go. So just little things like that, nothing really big picture, maybe not really focusing on a single guy in a game like this. A
couple things to keep an eye on going off of what you just mentioned there, and I know it was not exactly a mystery to anybody, but Paul Maurice did say that Sergei gets the net opening night. I think we all saw that coming.
I think we were the first team in the league to announce their opening night starter,
about
which was great.
2.5 weeks
out. Great.
Yeah, he confirmed that for us as if there was any discussion there. But I think going off of that, as far as the goaltending goes, and the Panthers made the move to start Spencer Knight's season in the American Hockey League with the Charlotte Checkers, he was part of a group of players that was sent there yesterday. We can talk about that coming up here in just a moment. But I think the big thing that you take from all that, I know we've talked about Sergei Bobrovsky getting the nod on opening night, which was to be expected. Anthony Stolarz looks like he's going to be the backup to Sergei Bobrovsky here to start the year, and then Spencer Knight going to Charlotte. But when you talk about Matt Guzda, Ludovic Weber going all the way down the chain as far as the goaltenders are concerned for the Panthers, everybody looked good. And we saw last year how important that is to have to be able to go down your depth chart at the goaltending position. The Vegas Golden Knights, who ended up winning the Stanley Cup, they saw how important it is to be able to go down your depth chart and have capable guys. I think we saw a lot of teams across the league take note. I think the Panthers are a step ahead of everybody, and I know the goaltending excellence department's done a great job, but I think the Panthers and the Vegas Golden Knights, the two teams that got to the Cup final last year, have kind of become trendsetters there in making sure that you have excess goaltending depth, because you never know when you're going to need to call on it, and you never know when you're going to need to call on it in big games, and the Panthers look like they've got that again.
Yeah, the Panthers have had the Panthers goaltending excellence department for a couple of years now, headed up by Roberto Luongo, and you're starting to really see kind of the long-term fruits of that now with how deep this goalie pipeline is, and they have a little bit of everything. I mean, you obviously have Bob at the top, you have a first-round pick at Knight, you have Weber, a guy that's, you know, 26, 27, coming over to North America for the first time. You have Guzda, they signed him as an undrafted free agent. He's been really nice these last couple seasons developing here with the Cats, so they're finding guys from all over, and they're all developing differently but ending in the right direction, so that's really exciting. And you look at, you know, like you said, Spencer Knight going down, that's perfect for Spencer Knight, and they talked about that the other day. Paul Maurice did, saying, you know, that was kind of the plan all along. Obviously, with the monster playoffs Bob had, he was always going to be the guy. Yep. In game one, he was always going to be given the reins right away. And Spencer Knight, a guy that I think last regular season game probably came in February or so of last year, like, he needs to play, he needs to be an everyday guy. That's who he's going to be in the NHL. He needs to do that. Whereas you have a guy like Anthony Stolarz, who is a great backup, and as a guy that can sit for 2 weeks, coach walks in one day and says, hey, you're playing tonight, and he's great. He doesn't need, you know, that same routine that some other guys do when they are the number one. So, perfect situation. You know, Panthers have a great starter in Bob. They have a great backup right now. Stolarz, a seasoned backup that's used to that role. And then they're going to have Knighter down in the AHL, playing a ton, getting back into his routine, his program, getting into that rhythm. So when it is time for him to come back up and be the guy, he'll be ready. So they're in a great spot goaltending-wise.
Goaltenders sometimes take longer to develop anyway, and I think we all still forget how young Spencer Knight is. This guy doesn't turn...
He looked great in the preseason, let's not forget.
He looked really strong all camp, all preseason, and this whole regular season, he's still going to be 22 years old. He doesn't turn 23 until April, so sometime during the playoffs is when his 23rd birthday would take place.
Most goaltenders don't make their debut until 23,
yeah,
24.
He's way ahead of the curve. Yeah. So in terms of the experience he's gotten at this point, everything like that, and he looked really strong throughout the preseason. Yesterday, this is the last time we really will dig too much into this, because the next time we do a Panthers Insider show, the Panthers are going to have one regular season game under their belt. We'll have lots to talk about. But getting back to depth, we talked about the goaltending depth with the Panthers. Yesterday, placed Grigori Denisenko, Will Lockwood, Alexander True, defenseman Matt Kierstead on waivers for the purpose of reassigning them to the Charlotte Checkers of the American Hockey League. I think that right there illustrates, and a lot of the guys who've already been sent down to Charlotte, and you see some of the guys, some of the competition that's taken place here, it just further illustrates how much Bill Zito and company have stocked the cupboard here and the competition they've built. That's healthy, but also the organizational depth, my favorite thing to talk about. You know, you're going to need to go 30, 35 deep down an organizational depth chart if you plan to have a good 82-game season and have a deep playoff run. You're going to need a lot more than just the guys who are going to be in the lineup on Thursday.
Yeah, there's going to be NHL forwards, you know, in this organization that are not in the opening lineup.
Yep.
That's a good problem to have, though, for the Florida Panthers. That depth obviously was tested last year. They're even deeper this year, which is something, of course, every team wants to be, but not every team can accomplish. You know, Bill Zito did a great job getting a ton of NHL-caliber talent on those minimum deals here for the Panthers to fill those holes. So a little savvy bit of business by Bill, as always. But you look at especially in the forwards. I mean, a great example is, like we said, Sam Bennett, you know, had to miss potentially a game or two here. We'll see. But what do you do? Oh, suddenly down the middle, you're Barkov, Lusterainen, Lundell, you know, whether it's Stenlin, whether it's Lawrence. Like, that's incredibly deep centers down the depth. And when healthy, the Panthers have maybe the deepest center core in the league at this point. Depends how much you respect Etu Lusterainen, which I think everyone in the league should respect him a lot. I think he's... It's hard to say on the Panthers because everyone's sick of hearing the term underrated because Barkov's been called underrated for years. But, you know, Etu might be... actually one of the most underrated guys in the NHL, what he does.
He can do just about everything. He can play on the wing. He can play in the middle. He can play on any line that you want to put him with.
He's on the second power play unit right now.
With any person you want to put him with. So, Jameson, looking at Jameson Aull, FloridaPanthers.com, by the way, here with us. Joins us in the second intermission of every game. You can check out the Territory Talk podcast as well. Anywhere you get your podcast. And Jameson, I believe I heard it through the grapevine. A new episode's going to be dropping today.
Yes.
With a Panthers player guest that has never made his... that has never been on Territory Talk before.
Yeah, so, we got Evan Rodriguez coming on.
Yeah, he's going to be on. You can look for that again today wherever you find your podcast. But Jameson, throughout camp, whether it's a new player coming in, whether it's somebody who's made a splash, whether it's what Mackie Samuskevich has been able to do, anything that has really caught your eye, what's been your favorite subplot, your favorite little story to monitor here as we've gone through the preseason?
A lot of good ones, but I think you hit the nail on the head. I'll start with Mackie. Obviously, you know, this is his first NHL preseason. He did 2 years at Michigan, former first-round pick. He's coming in, sky-high expectations. The organization right now does not have a lot of first-round picks in the organization just because they've been trading him away to get guys like Sam Reinhart with these big trades. So you look at Mackie. You know, expectations, like I said, he's a guy that's going to come in. They're going to need him to succeed because when you get to this point, when you are a contender, you constantly need those first-round picks to come in and play well.
Guys on entry-level deals.
On those entry-level deals. And he comes in. Not only does he, you know, play that whole prospect showcase where he looked great, but then he comes in and plays a ton of games in the preseason. I think he's played more preseason games than any Panther player.
And the rookie showcase.
And the rookie showcase. Paul Maurice said he might even not play tonight, I think. Paul Maurice said he's probably earned a night off. But Paul Maurice also said, you know, especially potentially with Benny Hurt and a couple guys nicked up, he could be, you know, in that lineup in Minnesota. He could make his NHL debut coming here, coming up, and it wouldn't have been handed to him. He's completely earned it at this point. He looks really good. He looks really strong. Obviously, he's great on the right side where he's played his whole career. But the Panthers last couple games been playing on the left. They want to see where else he can play, make him a versatile player. We know the shot. We know the hands. We know the skill. But I've been impressed with the forechecking in Tampa the other night. I saw him go into, you know, a corner with Victor Hedman. You know, that's a scary place for any player in the NHL. Curled out, made it away, got the puck back up to the blue line. Just little things like that. The not panic moves, the make the smart play type things. He's doing a great job of that. So him and, of course, also Justin Sortif, another guy that missed the preseason last year. For him, though, it was because of an injury. He didn't get to play. Went to the AHL, had a great rookie season with Charlotte. But now he's getting a chance to play these games. I talked to him the other day. He said these games have been invaluable. Just playing with NHL players, playing, you know, against NHL players. Had 2 goals the other night in Tampa in the last preseason game. He's a guy that I think also, and you and I have talked about him for a while. We think he's an NHL. Yeah. We think he's got a lot
bright
of good games
future.
In the NHL ahead.
Yep.
But to see it, especially after he had to fight through that injury last year, to see it kind of come to fruition and to see him get a reward like that and have a game like that in the preseason is really exciting. So Panthers, like we said, maybe not a ton of first-round picks outside of Mackie, but guys like sort of, you know, a third-round pick. They're hitting on those guys, too. Those guys have all been really impressive lately.
Yeah, you look at Justin Sortif's game, and I think even going back to the rookie showcase, and I know that in the rookie showcase, different beast, but in the rookie showcase, he looked like a guy who was a really refined talent. He looked like he really stood out. He took a leadership role there. You could tell he was a tone setter there. Coming into the preseason now, hasn't looked out of place one bit. Moves like an NHLer, built like an NHLer. He fits the mold. And again, bright future for him down the road. Jameson Aull, FloridaPanthers.com. We'll let you get on your way. Best time of the year in sports right here. You got obviously the NHL season starting. The NBA is not far off. The college and pro football seasons were in full force there, and the baseball playoffs. Is this your favorite time of the year in sports?
It might be, because you got F1, you got baseball playoffs.
There's excitement.
You got
F1
hockey starting.
Season's been over for 4 months.
Technically, yes, but it's still exciting and great. But this may be like a week or two from now when it just gets a little bit colder. When you have the weather plus the sports, because all those still sports will seem to be going on, but you also have a little bit better weather. But you have Panthers goaltending coach Rob Talis on the ice right now getting ready to shoot some pucks on tonight's goaltender. That's how you know hockey's back. when Rob Talis is out there with a bag of pucks.
Yeah, he's out there. He's ready to go, and he's ready to get a goalie warmed up, whoever's going to come on the ice here at some point in the next few minutes. And then morning skate will get going, and we'll be talking to Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. Speaking of him, we'll have some thoughts coming up from him in just a few moments. Jameson Olive, kind enough to stop by. We thank you very much for joining us here on the first edition of the season. You're officially an insider once again.
I'm back inside. Thanks for letting me back in, Doug.
I told you, your membership auto-renewed.
The fine a summer on the outside. Just not fun.
Well, we let you back in, and get on a secret here. You're probably going to come back on the Insider Show at some point
before too long.
Jameson Olive, thank you very much for stopping by. Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com. Again, check out the Territory Talk podcast, FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk, or wherever you get your podcasts, you can check that out. We'd love to have you check that out. Territory Talk's past 5 years now. It'll be coming up on its sixth birthday at some point here in the foreseeable future. So we'll have to find out exactly when that is. Jameson Olive again stopping by. Panthers and the Lightning preseason wraps up tonight. Your Panthers almost back on the ice for the 23-24 season, officially the regular season, that is. Be sure to claim seats for the upcoming 30th anniversary season. Single game tickets are available for all the season's home games at FloridaPanthers.com. Come rock Amerant Bank Arena. Come celebrate the 30th anniversary season with us. And lower bowl season tickets, folks, they're sold out, but there's still time to get in. There are seats in other locations around Amerant Bank Arena, so you can certainly get yourself in on those. 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com. Talk to one of the friendly folks there, and they'll get you all set up. As I always like to say, if you want to go to one game or all the games by yourself or with all your friends, we can sort out something that works for you. We talked about a lot as far as the Panthers are concerned going into this last preseason game, going into the start of the regular season again, which is Thursday. The home opener will be Thursday the 19th, but this Thursday the 12th, the Panthers open things up on the road against the Minnesota Wild. So as we get closer to that, lots to get to as we head to the final preseason game. Had some thoughts from Paul Maurice, the Panthers head coach. We'll get those on the other side of the break as he spoke to the media yesterday. So we'll have that coming up here in just a few moments. Talked about a number of different things as we approach the final preseason game. And also, my one-on-one chat with Panthers forward Anton Lundell heading into his third National Hockey League season. Really, it was impressive last year what he did as a guy. We talked about Spencer Knight, how you forget how young he still is. You forget how young Anton Lundell still is. I believe he's up around, again, over 150 or so games played the National Hockey League at this point. For a guy at his age, he's accomplished a lot. But last year seemed like got stronger and stronger. Sometimes guys, young players wear down late in the year. He got stronger as the season went on, and especially into that deep playoff run. I know he drew praise from a lot of people, including Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, and again, really excited to see what Anton can accomplish here in year number three in the National Hockey League in year number three with the Florida Panthers. A chat with him is coming up in just a little bit. Panthers fans, join the 93 Society email club to stay up to date on all things Panthers. Be the first to know about all the special ticket offers, exclusive events, and much more. Sign up now, FloridaPanthers.com. Where to go? That's the 93 Society email list. Doug Plagans with you. It's the first edition of the Panthers Insider Show this season. If you're new to the program, we'll be with you every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on our flagship home, 560 WQAM across South Florida, and our great radio affiliates. By the way, if you're driving around, if you're in the area, if you go from the Palm Beaches to Miami, down to the Keys, and up to the Treasure Coast in your car this season, or wherever on your mobile device, lots of different places you can tune into Panthers hockey. Again, in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, 560 Sports WQAM. Also in the Florida Keys, 100.3 Thunder Country, 1230 The Gambler up in the Palm Beaches. Also in the Treasure Coast, 101.7 FM, Real Radio 101.7, the Treasure Coast, home of the Panthers. So lots of different places you can catch us. Also, the NHL app always takes all the guesswork out of it. The free Odyssey app, lots of different places you can tune into Panthers hockey. If you're a SiriusXM subscriber, you probably have the SiriusXM app. If you have the SiriusXM app, channel 932, we'll have every single Panthers game. It'll be always our broadcast there as well on channel 932. Every major league sports team has one of those channels on SiriusXM. The Panthers are at channel 932 on the SiriusXM app. Doug Plagans with the Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. Some thoughts from him as he spoke to the media yesterday. That's coming up in a chat with Anton Lundell a little bit later on as we continue through an action-packed hour. Panthers wrapping up the preseason tonight against Tampa Bay at Amerant Bank Arena. 6 o'clock puck drop. By the way, we'll have the call of that exclusively on FloridaPanthers.com. Bill Lindsay and I will tonight, so be sure to check us out for that if you can't be here at the arena this evening. More of the Panthers Insider Show next on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside Amerant Bank Arena, and welcome back on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you. Panthers taking the ice for the morning skate right now as they get set to wrap up their preseason slate tonight. 6 o'clock faceoff against the Tampa Bay Lightning right here at Amerant Bank Arena. We'd love to see you here. If you can't make it, we'll have exclusive action on FloridaPanthers.com. Billy Lindsay and I will have the call tonight. You can tune into the stream there at FloridaPanthers.com. We'll have all the preseason finale for you. The Panthers open up the regular season, their 30th anniversary season, coming up on Thursday. It's going to be an 8 o'clock Eastern face-off. They begin a three-game road trip to start the season. Panthers will then be in Winnipeg for a 3 o'clock local time, 4 o'clock Eastern time face-off a week from today. And then they'll wrap up that season-opening road trip against New Jersey a week from Monday. The home opener, October 19th, against the Toronto Maple Leafs. You won't want to miss that. And folks, you can build the perfect plan for you with our 23-24 Florida Panthers Flex Plan. Choose the best combination of games that fit your schedule. Go to FloridaPanthers.com or call 954-835-PUCK today for more information on Flex Plans and secure your game day seats. So the Panthers and the Lightning tonight. Big thanks, Seamus and Olive, for stopping by last segment from the Territory Talk podcast from FloridaPanthers.com. You hear him in the second intermission of every Panthers radio broadcast as well. Great insight from him. Covered a lot. We're going to cover a lot now. Panthers head coach Paul Maurice spoke to the media yesterday after the team's practice as they were getting set for this one tonight, the preseason finale. So some thoughts from Paul Maurice. And, well, the first thing I asked him, the Panthers coming off that two-game road trip, a three-day road trip to, to Orlando and Tampa. They played the Lightning twice. One game was in Orlando, one game was in Tampa. The Panthers and the Lightning split those two games. Things were a little bit chippy in game one, the Orlando game. The team had a fun off day between the two games, checking out the theme parks and things like that in Orlando. So getting some thoughts from Paul Maurice, first thing I asked him was what he took away from that two-game preseason road trip, the last road trip of the preseason.
You know, we're still in that point where we're getting to know the new players. We have a really strong idea of what a returning player should like when they're at their best. But I think they've defined themselves each game. They kind of give you another look, another layer. So we'll continue that one more tomorrow night. And then, as everybody will have to do, make some tough decisions.
Does the last preseason game have any kind of a different feel than the other ones?
Oh, I think light at the end of the tunnel for a bunch of guys, right? You know what? You're at different levels of mental readiness. There are guys who feel ready to go that would much rather start the season today. And then you have guys that, and I get around to a number of the veteran players. I don't really need to see them in the game. It's, do they need it? Do they feel they need it? And you get more guys going, yeah, I need one more. So the guys seemingly like to play exhibition games here probably better than the practices. So if you develop a relationship with your players, especially the older guys, that you trust their read, I will check in with them, and most of them want to play, so they play.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there talking about what he took from those preseason games, the one in Orlando and then the one in Tampa. Those were Tuesday and Thursday as they get ready for tonight's preseason finale. And asked him there again if you feel anything different going into a final preseason game than the rest of them. Yesterday it was also announced Spencer Knight's going to start his season with the Charlotte Checkers of the American Hockey League. They want him to go there and be a number one guy. Here's what Paul Maurice had to say yesterday on Spencer Knight going to Charlotte to start the year.
This was really, it wasn't a training camp decision. This was something that we looked at from the start. He's, God, made great progress in this program. He feels good. He looked fantastic in training camp. We need to put him in kind of a number one position, a number one role, and then run this program and work on what he's working on. But it's been good. So he was well aware of it. We didn't say it was for sure going to happen. There was definitely a plan for it to happen. Stolarz has come in and been real good. Bob's got the net for sure. So he's got games that he can play. He's looking forward to getting into that kind of rhythm. But I'm very, very pleased with his training camp. He looked good.
He had a really good camp, looked really strong all along. That was Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, and you heard it right there. Sergei Bobrovsky's got the net. He's the number one guy. Anthony Stolarz, a veteran guy, knows what it takes to be a backup in this league and, again, to keep himself fresh every single night. And you look at the numbers Anthony Stolarz has posted in a largely backup role, spent a lot of time specifically backing up John Gibson in Anaheim, a 29-year-old. He's a big goaltender, by the way, if you haven't seen him in person. Towering goaltender, about 6'6", and he knows how to keep himself fresh. And in 81 games in the National Hockey League, he's got a save percentage in that 912, 915 neighborhood, and that's no easy task. Those are nice numbers on a lot of, you know, for example, Anaheim teams that weren't necessarily playoff contenders. He was playing a largely backup role, playing second end of back-to-backs, things like that. So Anthony Stolarz, a really capable backup and a nice asset for this Panthers team, another good pickup for Bill Zito in the hockey operations department. And Spencer Knight, as you heard right there from Paul Maurice, a chance to go to the American Hockey League, be a number one guy, take the ball and run with it. They want him to be in that kind of a role. He's had a great camp. It's going to be really exciting to see what he's able to do as a number one guy in the American Hockey League, so we'll certainly be monitoring that. But easy to forget, as I talked about with Jameson back in the first segment, easy to forget how young Spencer Knight still is. This guy's not going to turn 23 years old till after the regular season is over with. So still a guy that has a hugely bright future and a hugely big part of this Panthers future here as we get going into the season. One more thought from Paul Maurice. The feel of, this was him yesterday, by the way, speaking to the media, the feel of this camp again versus last year's camp.
Well, there's an awful lot of differences. It's not just the 50 guys on the ice you had to learn. It's all of you, and it's management. I mean, there's 150 people that you got to learn their names, try to run camp, try to move, unpack boxes. And so that's all different. You come in, you're in a better position with that. What was good about camp, last year's camp was very, very difficult, and we can measure that. And then we ran the same drills this year and basically the same practices, but this camp was harder than last year by the load, and that's their work ethic. So you can only scream so loud, right? But they were able to go harder in this camp in the same context as last year, so that's a really good sign.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there. Some thoughts on this year's camp in comparison to last year's camp as he prepares for his second season as the Panthers bench boss. Panthers and the Tampa Bay Lightning, preseason finale for each of the two teams. I mentioned the Panthers open up their season Thursday at 8 Eastern against the Minnesota Wild on the road. The Tampa Bay Lightning actually playing in the first game of the regular season. They'll play the Nashville Predators on Tuesday, a 5:30 Eastern time start, part of an ESPN triple header to open up the regular season. So Tampa Bay is going to be playing games for real coming up in just a few days. This is their final tune-up tonight also. It's another installment of the Sunshine State Showdown, and fun for the whole family. It's always interesting. Doesn't matter if it's preseason, regular season, playoffs, Panthers and the Lightning. There's always something eventful, something notable, it feels like, when these two teams get on the ice together. Panthers fans, time to haunt. Celebrate the spooky season in your favorite costume with your Panthers on Saturday, October 28th, as they take on the Seattle Kraken at Amerant Bank Arena. Enjoy spooky drinks, snacks, and experience Panthers hockey on home ice. Tickets are on sale at floridapanthers.com. Check that out. And the Panthers app, the brand new home for all things Panthers hockey. Download the Florida Panthers app today. floridapanthers.com. Stay up to date on all the latest news, stats, videos, scores, sales, foundation updates, and so much more. Go Cats. It's the Panthers app. Coming up on the other side of the break, we will have a conversation with Panthers forward Anton Liddell. Had a chance to catch up with him yesterday after practice, so we'll have a chat with him coming up on the other side of the break. We'll talk about some of the other action going on across a busy day in the NHL preseason. Saturday, October 7th, we're getting to the end of the preseason here. A lot of teams with their final tune-ups today. We'll tell you who else is playing across the league coming up in just a few moments. Doug Plagans here with you. It's the Panthers Panthers and the Lightning tonight at 6 here at Amerant Bank Arena. We'd love to see you here. If you can't make it, we've got a stream exclusively on FloridaPanthers.com. One more segment to go. Conversation with Anton Lundell next right here on the Panthers Insider Show. This is the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Flagan's with you. One more segment to go. Panthers fans, the Cats are almost back on the ice for the regular season. Be sure to claim your seats for the upcoming 30th anniversary season of Panthers hockey. Single game tickets are available now for all the 23-24 home games. FloridaPanthers.com, the place to go. Come rock Amerant Bank Arena and celebrate the 30th anniversary with us. I'm right here inside Amerant Bank Arena right now. Morning skate underway. Panthers and the Lightning. Preseason finale for each club tonight, 6 o'clock right here at Amerant Bank Arena. If you can make it, we'd love to have you here, but if you can make it, you'll be able to catch an exclusive stream of the game at FloridaPanthers.com. So don't miss that tonight. Again, 6 o'clock, Panthers and the Lightning in the preseason finale. One-on-one conversation with Anton Lundell coming up here in just a moment. I talked to him yesterday after practice, so we'll hear that coming up here very shortly. But a note on Anton Lundell. Just turned 22, actually, earlier this week, 4 days ago. He turned 22. He's already played 138 regular season games in 30 playoff games in his career. 77 points, 138 games in the regular season. And coming off about a half point a game in that run to the Stanley Cup final last year. So again, as I talked about back in end of segment number one, back in segment number two of this program, talked about how Anton Lundell, you know, different from how a lot of young guys are, maybe on a deep run like that, a guy at that age, they might wear down late in the year. Anton Lundell seemed like he found another gear in the playoffs last year. It was impressive to see what he was able to accomplish. And again, a guy who just turned 22, who's already experienced so much in the National Hockey League, exciting to see what he's going to be able to accomplish coming into his third National Hockey League season. He and the Panthers open up the campaign Thursday at 8 Eastern on the road against the Minnesota Wild. But getting to the conversation with Anton Lundell. Again, I caught up with him yesterday after Panthers practice. After that, we'll go over some of the action coming up across the National Hockey League in this preseason Saturday. A lot of teams wrapping up their preseason, so we'll talk about that in a moment. But first, here's a conversation with Anton Lundell, the Panthers. Anton, first preseason winding down here. How's everything felt for you throughout camp, and how's everything feel as you get ready for another National Hockey League season coming up here?
Well, everything feels good. I mean, the camp has been hard. The first week was really hard, same as last year. We practiced hard and had a lot of games, but at the same time, it's been very fun. It's been fun to get to know the new guys, and it feels like we've been forever already, you know. So as a team, we have a lot of same guys from last year, which helps a lot. The chemistry and atmosphere is great in locker room. Guys are joking and having fun, so I think it's all good.
A couple things on that. Obviously, knowing what to expect, knowing what Paul Maurice expects, and having gone through a camp like this before, did that familiarity help and, you know, help the whole process here?
Yeah, I mean, right now we're starting to get towards the end of the camp, so feels like it helped a lot to know a little bit what's coming, but at the same time, it's always hard when it starts, but that's why we've been practicing this summer hard, and the guys are ready for the season for sure, and you can see a lot of excitement, and everybody's just waiting for the season to start and get the regular season games going on.
Well, a couple things on that. One more tune-up before the preseason's over with. Does the last preseason game feel a little different than the others, or are you just ready to turn the page here and get to Thursday in Minnesota?
No, I mean, first we want to play the game tomorrow. it's a home game, so it's going to be so fun, you know. We haven't been, felt like we haven't played it forever at home, you know, like 1 week on the road. And, but it's going to be fun to come back home here to Florida and play in front of the home fans. And hopefully we get a good crowd and get a good game going on.
And you guys had a short off season. That's what a lot of people have talked about. Obviously, good problem to have because that means you had a deep run the year before. But you guys had a short off season. How was the preparation in a condensed off season going into this year? And how much more energized and, I guess, hungry are you guys now, knowing what you accomplished last season?
Yeah, it's funny. We've been talking with a few of the guys, and everybody says the same. You know, when we came back here, it felt like we just were playing here, you know, like, so I mean, short off season, it was great to get the whole playoff experience and get all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals, and it gives everybody a lot of hunger, and we learned a lot from it too. So we tried to practice good during the summer, and now when we're back, it's time to start a new journey again. You know, everything starts from the start, and we need to earn everything, and we're ready to do battle for it.
And you talk about learning things last year. Was there something that stands out from, whether it was that playoff run, from the season as a whole, something that stands out for you that really could make a lasting impression for you as you go into your third season?
For me, it's maybe small details I learned during the year, during the playoffs. The game is in the intensity, like the physical game, and the pace is going up towards playoffs, and I saw I'm able to step up when the game is at the biggest, and I love big games. So I think just to be able to play good from night to night during the whole regular season, that's a big goal for me, and that's a good challenge for me.
Over the course of the summer, how much do you keep an eye on what's going on around the rest of the division, the rest of the league, who's going where, what players are getting picked up different places? Do you keep an eye on that, or do you kind of just, you know, really disconnect from it during the summer?
No, I love hockey. I follow a lot what's happening during summer, who changes teams, and overall I just love watching hockey, and I keep my eye on everything. So it's been fun to start the season, but at the same time we have a hard division, you know. A lot of teams have got some good players, and it's going to be a good battle for playoff spots for sure.
And now as we head into the start of this one, opening up with a three-game road trip, I know you're going to have a big home opener on the 19th against Toronto. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot of energy for that game. You like opening on the road with the three games on the road? Do you like starting the season at home? Do you have a preference either way?
It's hard to say. I don't really care. I mean, I love to play at home, so that's something, that's the game you're waiting for the most, but at the same time, now we start on the road, so maybe we grind it out there, and then we get good energy when we come home back.
And the last thing here, obviously getting ready to be immersed in the NHL season. It's going to be hockey 24/7 for 82 games plus playoffs from this point forward. But looking back on the summer, anything that stood out off the ice, anything you did to disconnect, anything that, I guess, what was the most fun thing you did over the offseason?
Most fun thing, maybe just be home at our summer place in Finland, see all the friends, family. I was fishing a few times as well. I think that's something fun to do, to get the mind off hockey or whatever's on your head. Just get out on the ocean and be with your friends there. But overall, I had a great summer. Practiced hard, and at the same time, I'm really excited to start the season.
Well, I was going to ask on the fishing, what'd you pull in? And I was going to ask where geographically, if any of the folks want to look up, where were you on the Baltic Sea? You mentioned the ocean. Where exactly were you fishing?
So yeah, like we had a summer place an hour from Helsinki, so just outside there, and we fish pikes and mostly pikes, yeah.
Well, it sounds like a good way to unwind, no doubt about it. Well, Anton, thanks very much for your time, and best of luck here as you wrap up the preseason.
Thank you.
Panthers center Anton Lundell right there as we get set for the conclusion of the preseason tonight. And I know a lot of folks really have enjoyed watching Anton Lundell become a regular NHLer here with the Panthers over his two seasons, now heading into a third. And again, really had some big performances there in the Stanley Cup playoffs that he'll be looking to build on without a doubt heading into this new campaign. A few minutes to go here on the Panthers Insider Show, so a couple of housekeeping notes first. The Panthers will close out the preseason tonight, 6 o'clock faceoff right here at Amerant Bank Arena. I'm, by the way, doing the show here inside Amerant Bank Arena up in the radio booth. Morning skate is underway. We'll hear from some of the players and head coach Paul Maurice coming up in just a little bit when I get downstairs. But again, the preseason closing out tonight. Bill Lindsay and I'll have the exclusive call on FloridaPanthers.com for tonight's action, so you don't want to miss that. And then the things get going for real coming up on Thursday evening. Panthers and the Minnesota Wild at 8 o'clock Eastern. They'll be in Winnipeg a week from today. They'll be in New Jersey a week from Monday. And then it's the home opener on Thursday, October 19th. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets for all the upcoming Panthers action. Preseason action across the National Hockey League today. A lot of teams getting their final tune-ups in. Vegas at Los Angeles. Anaheim at Arizona. The Stars will visit the Minnesota Wild, who the Panthers open against coming up on Thursday. The Blue Jackets will be in Washington, Montreal at Ottawa. The Maple Leafs visit Detroit, and Chicago visits St. Louis. That's your preseason slate. Again, a lot of teams wrapping up their preseason schedule today, so a lot of teams tuning up for the start of the regular season. The Panthers, and the, or I should say the Lightning and the Nashville Predators, will play the first game of the season coming up on Tuesday at 5:30, part of an ESPN triple header to open the year. So things get going for real on Tuesday. The Panthers and the Wild play the season opener coming up on Thursday. So that's what lies ahead for the Panthers. Next time we do a Panthers Insider Show, regular season games across the league will be in the books. And that takes us to about the end of the program. Big thanks, Jamison Olive, for stopping by back in segment number one. Thanks to Anton Lundell for his time after practice yesterday. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. Thanks to Marcos Gonzalez on the other side of the glass. Great job as always. I'm Doug Plagans, back with you every single Saturday morning at 9 o'clock talking all things Panthers. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans with you. One more segment to go. Panthers fans, the Cats are almost back on the ice for the regular season. Be sure to claim your seats for the upcoming 30th anniversary season of Panthers hockey. Single game tickets are available now for all the 23-24 home games. FloridaPanthers.com, the place to go. Come rock Amerant Bank Arena and celebrate the 30th anniversary with us. I'm right here inside Amerant Bank Arena right now. Morning skate underway. Panthers and the Lightning preseason finale for each club tonight, 6 o'clock right here at Amerant Bank Arena. If you can make it, we'd love to have you here, but if you can make it, you'll be able to catch an exclusive stream of the game at FloridaPanthers.com. So don't miss that tonight. Again, 6 o'clock, Panthers and the Lightning in the preseason finale. One-on-one conversation with Anton Lundell coming up here in just a moment. I talked to him yesterday after practice, so we'll hear that coming up here very shortly. But a note on Anton Lundell. Just turned 22, actually, earlier this week, 4 days ago. He turned 22. He's already played 138 regular season games and 30 playoff games in his career. 77 points, 138 games in the regular season. And coming off about a half point a game in that run of the Stanley Cup final last year. So again, as I talked about back in end of segment number one, back in segment number two of this program, talked about how Anton Lundell, you know, different from how a lot of young guys are, maybe on a deep run like that, a guy at that age, they might wear down late in the year. Anton Lundell seemed like he found another gear in playoffs last year. It was impressive to see what he was able to accomplish. And again, a guy who just turned 22, who's already experienced so much in the National Hockey League. Exciting to see what he's going to be able to accomplish coming into his third National Hockey League season. He and the Panthers open up the campaign Thursday at 8 Eastern on the road against the Minnesota Wild. But getting to the conversation with Anton Lundell. Again, I caught up with him yesterday after Panthers practice. After that, we'll go over some of the action coming up across the National Hockey League in this preseason Saturday. A lot of teams wrapping up their preseason, so we'll talk about that in a moment. But first, here's a conversation with Anton Lundell of the Panthers. Anton, first preseason winding down here. How's everything felt for you throughout camp, and how's everything feel as you get ready for another National Hockey League season coming up here?
Everything feels good. I mean, the campus has been hard. The first week was really hard, same as last year. We practiced hard and had a lot of games, but at the same time, it's been very fun. It's been fun to get to know the new guys, and it feels like we've been forever already, you know. So as a team, we have a lot of same guys from last year, which helps a lot. The chemistry and atmosphere is great in locker room. Guys are joking and having fun, so I think it's all good.
A couple things on that. Obviously, knowing what to expect, knowing what Paul Maurice expects, and having gone through a camp like this before, did that familiarity help and, you know, help the whole process here?
Yeah, I mean, right now we're starting to get towards the end of the camp, so feels like it helped a lot to know a little bit what's coming, but at the same time, it's always hard when it starts, but that's why we've been practicing this summer hard, and the guys are ready for the season for sure, and you can see a lot of excitement, and everybody's just waiting for the season to start and get the regular season games going on.
Well, a couple things on that. One more tune-up before the preseason's over with. Does the last preseason game feel a little different than the others, or are you just ready to turn the page here and get to Thursday in Minnesota?
No, I mean, first we want to play the game tomorrow. It's a home game, so it's going to be so fun, you know. We haven't been, felt like we haven't played it forever home, you know, like 1 week on the road. But it's going to be fun to come back home here to Florida and play in front of the home fans. And hopefully we get a good crowd and get a good game going on.
And you guys had a short off season. That's what a lot of people have talked about. Obviously, good problem to have, because that means you had a deep run the year before. But you guys had a short off season. How was the preparation in a condensed off season going into this year? And how much more energized and, I guess, hungry are you guys now, knowing what you accomplished last season?
Yeah, it's funny. We've been talking with a few of the guys, and everybody says the same. You know, when we came back here, it felt like we just were playing here, you know, like, so I mean, short off season, it was great to get the whole playoff experience and get all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals, and it gives everybody a lot of hunger, and we learned a lot from it too. So we tried to practice good during the summer, and now when we're back, it's time to start a new journey again. You know, everything starts from the start, and we need to earn everything, and we're ready to do well for it.
And you talk about learning things last year. Was there something that stands out from, whether it was that playoff run, from the season as a whole, something that stands out for you that really could make a lasting impression for you as you go into your third season?
For me, it's maybe small details I learned during the year, during the playoffs. The game is in the intensity, like the physical game, and the pace is going up towards playoffs, and I saw I'm able to step up when the game is at the biggest, and I love big games, so I think just to be able to play good from night to night during the whole regular season, that's a big goal for me, and that's a good challenge for me.
Over the course of the summer, how much do you keep an eye on what's going on around the rest of the division, the rest of the league, who's going where, what players are getting picked up different places? Do you keep an eye on that, or do you kind of just, you know, really disconnect from it during the summer?
No, I love hockey. I I follow a lot what's happening during summer, who changes teams, and overall I just love watching hockey and I keep my eye on everything. So it's been fun to start the season, but at the same time we have a hard division, you know. A lot of teams have got some good players, and it's going to be a good battle for playoff spots for sure.
And now as we head into the start of this one, opening up with a three-game road trip, I know you're going to have a big home opener on the 19th against Toronto. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot of energy for that game. You like opening on the road with the three games on the road? Do you like starting the season at home? Do you have a preference either way?
It's hard to say. I don't really care. I mean, I love to play at home, so that's something. That's the game you're waiting for the most. But at the same time, now we start on the road, so maybe we grind it out there, and then we get good energy when we come home back.
And the last thing here, obviously getting ready to be immersed in the NHL season. It's going to be hockey 24/7 for, you know, for 82 games plus playoffs from this point forward. But looking back on the summer, anything that stood out off the ice, anything you did to disconnect, anything that I guess what was the most fun thing you did over the off season?
Most fun thing maybe just be home at our summer place in Finland, see all the friends, family. I was fishing a few times as well. I think that's something fun to do, to get the mind off hockey or whatever is on your head. Just get out on the ocean and be with your friends there. But overall, I had a great summer. Practiced hard, and at the same time, I'm really excited to start the season.
Well, I was going to ask on the fishing, what'd you pull in? And I was going to ask where geographically, if any of the folks want to look up, where were you on the Baltic Sea? You mentioned the ocean. Where exactly were you fishing?
So, yeah, like we had a summer place an hour from Helsinki. So just outside there, and we fish pikes and mostly pikes, yeah.
Well, it sounds like a good way to unwind, no doubt about it. Well, Anton, thanks very much for your time, and best of luck here as you wrap up the preseason.
Thank you.
Panther center Anton Lundell right there as we get set for the conclusion of the preseason tonight. And I know a lot of folks really have enjoyed watching Anton Lundell become a regular NHLer here with the Panthers over his two seasons, now heading into a third. And again, really had some big performances there in the Stanley Cup playoffs that he'll be looking to build on without a doubt heading into this new campaign. A few minutes to go here on the Panthers Insider Show, so a couple of housekeeping notes first. The Panthers will close out the preseason tonight, 6 o'clock faceoff right here at Amerant Bank Arena. I'm, by the way, doing the show here inside Amerant Bank Arena up in the radio booth. Morning skate is underway. We'll hear from some of the players and head coach Paul Maurice coming up in just a little bit when I get downstairs. But again, the preseason closing out tonight. Bill Lindsay and I will have the exclusive call on FloridaPanthers.com for tonight's action, so you don't want to miss that. And then the things get going for real coming up on Thursday evening. Panthers and the Minnesota Wild at 8 o'clock Eastern. They'll be in Winnipeg a week from today. They'll be in New Jersey a week from Monday. And then it's the home opener on Thursday, October 19th. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets for all the upcoming Panthers action. Preseason action across the National Hockey League today. A lot of teams getting their final tune-ups in. Vegas at Los Angeles. Anaheim at Arizona. The Stars will visit the Minnesota Wild, who the Panthers open against coming up on Thursday. The Blue Jackets will be in Washington, Montreal at Ottawa. The Maple Leafs visit Detroit, and Chicago visits St. Louis. That's your preseason slate. Again, a lot of teams wrapping up their preseason schedule today, so a lot of teams tuning up for the start of the regular season. The Panthers, the Lightning and the Nashville Predators will play the first game of the season coming up on Tuesday at 5:30, part of an ESPN triple header to open the year. So things get going for real on Tuesday. The Panthers and the Wild play the season opener coming up on Thursday. So that's what lies ahead for the Panthers. Next time we do a Panthers Insider Show, regular season games across the league will be in the books. And that takes us to about the end of the program. Big thanks, Jamison Olive, for stopping by back in segment number one. Thanks to Anton Lundell for his time after practice yesterday. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. Thanks to Marcos Gonzalez on the other side of the glass. Great job as always. I'm Doug Plagans, back with you every single Saturday morning at 9 o'clock talking all things Panthers. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.